British politics, that brilliant Darwinian system, as Boris Johnson put it, punishes vulnerability.
Good afternoon, everybody.
And even the man once famously described as a greased piglet couldn't wriggle out of this one.
I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
Going, but not yet gone, Boris the Prime Minister is to become Boris the Caretaker Prime Minister.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister. And I've agreed with Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of our backbench MPs, that the process of choosing that new leader should begin now. And the timetable will be announced next week. And I've today appointed a cabinet to serve, as I will, until a new leader is in place.
It was a speech short on contrition, and it gave the impression of Johnson as the victim rather than the agent of his own demise. Since Tuesday, when key cabinet ministers Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak quit, the pace at which Johnson's support evaporated was astonishing. The Chris Pincher affair and what Johnson knew about previous sexual misconduct allegations against the MP was a scandal too far. By Thursday morning, the number of resignations had passed 50 and counting. There's an old Westminster saying that a week is a long time in politics. Well, currently, that unit of measurement seems quaintly inadequate. Try an hour, maybe 5 minutes. And there are many Conservatives for whom speed has become vitally important. They don't want Boris Johnson hanging around for months until a replacement is found. They want him gone now. George Freeman, for example, who resigned as science minister.
Sadly, he carries with him a huge magnetic field force of instability, and it's disruptive and divisive. And it's been a strength as a campaigner. It's been a huge weakness as a prime minister in a government, as the last few weeks and months have shown it.
So who will be the next prime minister? MPs would like the field reduced to two within a couple of weeks. Some are already throwing their hats in the ring.
In every private soldier's backpack there is a field marshal's baton. Having seen the performance of our cabinet over the last 12 months, I think I would be encouraged to stand, yes.
Past leadership races have shown candidates are often successful because of who they aren't, rather than who they are. And if the Conservative Party has any sense, it will learn the lessons of Boris Johnson's tumultuous time in power. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.